Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot, and I'm very pleased to be joined today by Tony Serco, who is a board member with Home Hospice North Lanark. Tony, welcome to Lake 88.
Thank you so much for inviting Home Hospice to this interview.
I should say welcome back to Lake 88 because you've been here before in a previous role. So our listeners won't be completely unfamiliar with you, but how long have you been with Home Hospice North Lanark?
I started when I retired from the hospital, so 2016, I think 6 years.
Wow. Boy, has it been that long already? My goodness.
Yeah.
I hope you're enjoying your retirement and obviously finding ways to continue to give back to your community. That must be very important to you.
Yeah, busier than ever. I sit on the board of also Lanark Leeds and Grenville Public Health. When I retired, I thought I'd join two nice, quiet little boards. Didn't quite work out that way. Home Hospice North Lanark is experiencing phenomenal growth, and we're pleased with that.
Tell us about Home Hospice North Lanark for those in our listening audience who do not know.
Sure. So, formerly known as the Hub Hospice, in 2019, we changed the name to Home Hospice North Lanark because we realized there were remote areas of Lanark County that were not getting service, and we wanted to expand beyond Almont. A year ago or so, we had a visioning exercise where we really wanted to clarify our mission and vision. And I really like our vision statement. I think it says who we are. Every person at the end of their life may live in dignity, respect, and comfort, and not feel alone. And that's who we are. We're relationship builders. We have two nurses that go into the homes to see clients, and home is wherever the client lives. So it could be long-term care, retirement home, in the community. And they do the initial assessment. They're looking at what the client currently has in services, what they currently have in both formal and informal supports, family, caregivers. They're looking at the values of the client. How do they want to live the rest of their life? And then they are looking at where the gaps are and where can they make referrals? Where can they make connections to help bring the community services into the home? We also have trained volunteers who go into the home who provide support. They are that presence in the home and eyes and ears on the ground. Has there been a change in the client? Has that been noticed by family? Has it been noticed by healthcare providers? And they might flag the nurse to go in and just do a reassessment. But they provide practical support, psychosocial support, and that presence. The program has just experienced phenomenal growth. I mean, phenomenal. I think 4 months ago, last year we were serving four clients. So the program got hit by COVID restrictions and we came out of that with low volumes. And when we pushed out of North Lanark, we decided to take the program to the community. So we put satellite clinics in four communities outside of Almont. And in those, that kind of engendered this amazing growth. So we went from four clients to 27 clients about 6 months ago, and now both nurses are serving 42 clients. So with that comes some pressure points for us, but we are thrilled to be able to do what we wanted to do and reach out to those remote areas of the catchment, find people who need support, need palliative care support. On top of that, we submitted a funding proposal this spring, a call for proposal to NavCare, combination of navigation and care. We're now servicing a different client base. So we are reaching people who don't have a diagnosis of palliative, but they have chronic disease and perhaps are socially isolated. So that has expanded our reach. We're much earlier in the continuum of care for clients. And we have received a lot of uptake and we're starting to see clients find us. We're also seeing volunteers find us. People who know about the program are excited and have signed up to be a volunteer.
Very interesting. The vision statement is beautiful. It certainly is. And I think anyone who heard you say it, it gives them pause and really makes you think. Do you think COVID and with the amount of death that had been reported over the years, kind of help people realize that they need to take a look at hospice care, because it kind of thrust the whole situation into the spotlight.
It did. I think, death and dying became something that became in our face. We had to think about it a little more. We don't tend to think about it on a daily basis. But certainly there were pressures also in the acute care system, right? So people are in hospital using hospital beds because there's not enough palliative care beds in the community during COVID. Hospitals were trying to find ways to get people into beds. And so the pressures are there. So I think there's been a whole different level of awareness, both politically, both in the acute care system, and both of our community. We are, and I'm saying this about all community hospices, we are the largest provider of grief and bereavement support in Ontario, right?
Wow.
So it is amazing what community, you kind of think hospice is one thing, but we provide grief and bereavement. And I think grief and bereavement, all of us experienced some kind of loss during COVID, kind of anticipatory grief because we lost someone, or grief because of the loss of things that we experienced. And so we've seen a real kind of uptake in clients seeking grief and bereavement support services.
And that brings us to our next subject, because there is beginning next week a grief and bereavement support group that will begin on Wednesday in Almont. That's if you get enough people sign up. And that's part of the reason why you're here today, is to tell us about this particular support group and what types of things it will discuss, who it's for, those types of things. Because as you said, like we're now, everything's been thrust into the spotlight. People are becoming much more aware, if you will, when it comes to death and dying. And I don't think the stigma is as it once was. I don't think it's completely removed, because it's still a very difficult subject for people to talk about. But this group is about, moving past that.
It is, yeah. Moving through it, probably more a better description. And I think it's for anyone, any age. You kind of experienced a loss, recent or not as recent. You may still be dealing with those emotional issues, still be dealing with that loss. And you're really there just to share your story in a very supportive way. And there's no pressure to do that. You can come at the first meeting, you can listen, you can watch, you can get comfortable. And it's the clients support each other who come to this support group as well. We do have trained professionals who are there that can help facilitate the discussion. Everything is, of course, private and confidential. And basically, I think it's a 6-week program that you go through, and all of the testimonials when people come through this are how much they were helped, how much they worked through different aspects of their grief, and they feel like they've turned a corner, or they kind of can see a way forward.
It's really interesting you say that, because we, with all support groups that we've discussed over the years here on In Focus, whether it be Alzheimer's, people who are helping people with cancer, one of the things that seems to be most common afterwards is they are surprised and comforted that there are people who are going through maybe not exactly what they are, but something very, very close. And they refer to it as strength in numbers. This is an opportunity to have peers, to have people who can help you through varying different levels of experience when it comes to grief and bereavement. That can only be a positive.
Yeah, and when you think of that cohort that went through the COVID restrictions related to palliative care, and not everyone could be at the bedside, not everyone could go in, there were limitations. A lot of us have guilt related to that. I lost 3 family members during that period of time, and it was difficult. So there's just a different nuance now to people that experienced palliative care during this period.
Family dynamics is another thing that will be spoken to. And I know that in some families, people get upset because some are not grieving as much as others. You know, like there's different ways. Everybody processes this differently. And that portion of this will help people realize that, you know, it is such a personal reaction.
Yes, and the take-home message is that's okay, right? It's okay that we're all different and processed differently, and we get to just share our side of the story, and it's a very safe environment. People listen. There's no judgment. It's about you sharing your story and being supportive in what you were feeling, what you experienced.
We certainly know that there is a lot of death in our communities, not only what we've experienced over the past 2 years from COVID, but it happens. And the reason you're here today is to let people know that there is help to deal with that. This particular support group is set to begin next week. Now, you are looking for people to sign up. It will be taking place Wednesdays from 3:30 to 5:30 at the Community Presbyterian Church in Almont. How would people go about getting more information, either for themselves or for someone else, and how do they sign up?
That's a good question. So probably the easiest way is, if you prefer email, is to email our registered nurse, Emily, at hhnl.ca, or pick up the phone and call 613-406-7020.
Okay, we're going to put those numbers up with this interview when it is posted on our website, lanarkleadstoday.ca. We've also got a link to your website there too, so people can find out more about the organization. Now, before we go, we wanted to mention that the largest fundraiser of the year for your organization is currently underway. It's the Hike for Hospice, isn't it?
It is, yes. Actually, it's part of a national organization, part of a national fundraising event for hospices across the country. We do ours in October. We had a lovely kickoff October the 2nd in Almont under the Arboretum, where we had a lot of municipal councillors come out and support us, and that was great. But the hike goes on all year round, and sorry, all during the month of October. And anyone can hike anywhere they like. They can hike on their local trail. If you have physical limitations, you can hike down your driveway. You can hike in your living room. We've had a 101-year-old hike in her living room. And we love to see those pictures when you go for a hike. You can raise a team. You can have a team. You can hike as an individual. And our target is $30,000. And we have. It's on our website. The information is on the website at www.hhnl.ca. If you go on the website, you're going to see a banner at the top that says Hike for Hospice. If you click on that banner, it will take you through the process of donating. Perhaps you don't want to walk, or perhaps you believe in the program. And believe me when I say we've had phenomenal growth with now serving 42 clients. One of our pressure points is, of course, funding. We are 100% funded by donations from the community. The community has been very generous to us. We have a few charitable organizations that also support us, but we receive no government support. So we are really reliant on the generosity of our donors. So join the Hike for Hospice and become part of our compassionate community.
I got to say this, nice strategic move on your part, getting people out hiking in October in Lanark County, because the colors are just beautiful out
Beautiful.
there. I mean, yeah, don't tell me there wasn't a little thought behind that. And you're, of course, enjoying the beautiful scenery while giving back to a really a beautiful cause. Tony, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. Really appreciate it. I know that this will not be our last conversation on the subject. You're welcome back anytime. We really appreciate you taking the time to be with us.
Thank you, Bob. We appreciate raising awareness of our program and touching base with the community.
Once again, the program that we are focusing on here today is a grief and bereavement support group. It is set to begin next week It'll be taking place Wednesdays for six consecutive Wednesdays from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. at the Community Presbyterian Church in Almont. But people from all over Lanark are welcome. And once again, if you could, Tony, the number to call if you would like to get more information on that.
613-406-7020 or email Emily at hhnl.ca.
And if you missed that, they'll be up on our website shortly. Tony, again, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Our guest today on In Focus, Tony Serco, board member with Home Hospice North Lanark. I'm Bob Perot. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.